The federal government has officially closed its Ethiopian adoption program, causing heartbreak and anger amongst hundreds of hopeful families. I found out more about this move. Cyclist Cadel Evans is a Tour de France champion and is now gearing up for the London Olympics. A lesser known fact about this superstar athlete is that he and his wife adopted their son from Ethiopia through the Australian government's inter-country adoption program. That same program has now been cancelled. Australians can no longer adopt children from Ethiopia. Mark Pearce is the president of the Australian African Children's Aid and Support Association. He says it's a devastating blow to families already heavily invested in the program.
Some families have been in it for 9 or 10 years or more, other families for 5 or 6 years. Some families have had files in country waiting allocation of a child for 4 or 5 years, and for it suddenly to be stopped midway through is very devastating. There's about 30 families that have got files in country and they've got nowhere to go now, and maybe 100 families that are waiting to send files over.
He says the government has given up and put it in the too hard basket.
Their official line is that it's becoming difficult to work within the environment of Ethiopia. I guess they find it difficult working with another country and another culture, and rather than trying to work alongside them, they've pulled the pin and pulled out instead of respecting the cultural differences and diversities of the country and working alongside them. They've put it in the too hard basket and have pulled away.
Attorney General Nicola Roxon was unavailable for interview but said in a statement that it had been a tough decision but a necessary one. Unfortunately, the adoption environment in Ethiopia has become increasingly unpredictable, complex and uncertain, leaving many prospective Australian parents in limbo for years. The government has concluded that this uncertainty, combined with obstacles to operating the program in a sustainable and ethical way into the future, means the program needs to be closed, she said.
So is there anything people can do? I mean, if they still want to adopt a child from Ethiopia, or is this sort of the end?
That's the end, because we've got to go through the Australian process, which is right and proper in terms of vetting and making sure that children are eligible for adoption and that those who are adopting are suitable parents. If we can't do that anymore, then that's the end of the line for adoption out of Ethiopia.